The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hello, and welcome to your Thursday edition of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up on the Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday, March 30th. I'm going to be really honest here today on the Arrowhead Drive. There is absolutely nothing new to talk about when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. It's uncomfortably quiet right now for the Super Bowl champs, despite the normal chatter of Brett Veach and co. possibly being interested in veteran players like Odell Beckham or DeAndre Hopkins. There's been absolutely no movement by the Chiefs or any other NFL team on those players so far. As we already mentioned this week, with the Chiefs' current cap space, barring something like a Chris Jones extension, it feels like it would be tough for the Chiefs to make a significant move for a veteran player. If you feel like it's been especially quiet this year compared to last year, that may be because the Chiefs traded away wide receiver Tyreek Hill to the Miami Dolphins on March 23rd last year, sparking what turned out to be a very intriguing offseason for the Chiefs. While we're happy with the moves that have been made so far by the Chiefs, it's certainly been quieter to this point compared to last offseason. So with not much of anything to update you on this week, and to keep from just repeating the signings they've made and players they've lost, I want to direct you to some of our wonderful draft content at Arrowhead Pride. The AP Film Room is doing weekly position breakdowns for the upcoming draft class, which you can find on our YouTube page. That's at SBNA Arrowhead Pride on YouTube. Tons of positional breakdowns. We just went through safeties earlier this week, went through the tight end class. Lots of great stuff from Ron Kopp and crew over on our Arrowhead Pride YouTube page. Our draft team at AP is extremely deep, so we've got everything you could possibly want when it comes to the NFL draft analysis with our daily write-ups at arrowheadpride.com. We're keeping track of the Chiefs' cap space, top 30 visits, individual player breakdowns ahead of the NFL draft, and every possible nugget of Chiefs news you can think of. Barring a big move from the Chiefs, there's nothing else coming up later today, but we'll have a fresh AP draft room coming your way tomorrow morning, and a special off-season edition of the AFC West mixtape. As always, we'd love for you to leave us a rating and review here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Steven Serta. It is Royals opening day here in Kansas City. They take on the Minnesota Twins at 3:10 Arrowhead time. So hopefully you'll make your way out to Kauffman Stadium to enjoy the festivities. We'll catch you on the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.